Today on the Effin' Crunch Crew, what is Bomb Blanco's worst fear of a cryptid? I think he told us it's the werewolf and being mauled by one. So, some 200 years before the witch trials in Salem, courts in Europe were convicting men and some women of transforming into werewolves and mutilating and eating children. The punishments were sometimes as gruesome as the alleged crimes. So werewolves were basically a European thing from like the 1500s or even further back. So how did it get to be so popular in America? Well, you heard of shapeshifters? Yeah. We're going to dive into some of Texas and Louisiana's dogmen. All this and a whole bunch of effing mumble jumble coming your way right about now. Warning.
The views and opinions discussed on the Effin' Crunch Crew may offend some people. Please accept this warning as our apology. Now, let's get this effing show on the road, bitches.
You can't stop me.
Oh, yeah. How's everybody doing? It's your boy, Big Spook.
Pinky.
Tom Blanco.
And we are
the Effin' Crunch Crew.
A little tipsy, maybe. Not yet. I'm going to get there, though. So, Tom Blanco, we're going to talk about one of your worst fears.
Okay.
Werewolves and dogmen.
Fucking werewolves.
Yeah. Let's get in that right now. Like, what's going on with you and werewolves? Like, since you were a kid?
Since I was little.
Like, little, we talking about, what, 2 feet ago? Or maybe
3 to 5 years old, maybe 6.
Damn, you knew about them back then.
Yeah.
Was it because, like, Little Red Riding Hood and shit, or was it something different?
No, my mom, who is this sweet, pure lady, doesn't cuss, you know, she had a secret love for horror movies.
Don't be bashful. Tell everything about me now, honey.
So I would watch werewolf movies with her, and they would secretly scare the shit out of me. But still to this day, if I'm like walking in a dark place, you know, creepy place, the first thing my mind goes to is
really
fucking werewolf.
That's the first thing?
Yeah. Just think about it.
That's crazy.
Like, explain.
I mean, there's a lot of bad ways to die, but I think being ripped apart by a large animal like a bear or a werewolf.
Are we talking about like ripped apart and then you're dead, or like you're dying, bleeding out? You wouldn't fight back, like try to puncture an eye and take some shit out from that?
Well, yeah, but I mean, some of the werewolves that you see in movies and folklore are massive. So like, I mean, I'm talking 7-10 feet tall when they're standing up.
So not like Teen Wolf.
No.
Sorry, I just had to get that in there. That was my favorite movie.
I just remember how flowy his hair was.
Yeah.
It's like,
right?
What kind of,
oh, his dad looked like a pushover when he was turned into one. Remember that?
So his dad, I met him at Discount Tire in Southlake one day.
Uh-huh.
I was leaving work and I stopped in Discount Tire. I was buying some tires. And
I hope so. Like, you weren't buying a bike from there, right?
There was nobody else in there. I was sitting there reading a fishing magazine. This guy comes and sits down. I'm just reading this fishing magazine. I'm into it. And I could see he kept wanting to say something. And then he started talking. I'm like, man, I just
want to be left alone.
Just let me read this fucking magazine.
Wow, what a mean dude.
And I looked at him. I'm like, wait a second. I know that guy. I was like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, maybe. I'm like, where do I know you from? He goes,
rawr.
TV and movies and stuff.
What the
hell? And it was, God, I can't remember his name. But I talked to him for like an hour.
Wow.
And I brought up my aunt, Doris Roberts, the grandma from Raymond and Grandma's Boy. And
she was the mother from Raymond, wasn't she?
The grandmother.
Well, there wasn't a grandmother in Raymond.
Raymond's mom.
Raymond's mom.
Well, when you say the mom, I think of Patricia Heaton.
Everybody loves Raymond, Ma. That girl. Yeah. You know, Ma.
Yeah. So their mom.
Raymond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raymond
guy.
And what is his name on that show?
Yeah. Who, Raymond?
No, his brother.
Shit, I don't know.
I still watch it all the time. I love that show.
I fucking love that show.
I used to love that show, too.
But yeah. Anyway, so I brought up, I'm like, yeah, that's my aunt. And he said, oh, I've worked with Doris several times. She's so sweet. But man, he was like one of the nicest, humble, famous people that I've ever met. Anyways, werewolves.
Yeah, werewolves.
So
dogmen.
Yeah, dogmen, werewolves. Just imagine. Just minding your business, walking. Then just this fucking huge creature eats and rips you while you're alive. That's just the worst to me.
It's crazy. because I never heard of a dogman until maybe 3 years ago. And I'm like, what the fuck is a dogman? Basically, it's a werewolf, but we here in Texas and the South call it a dogman. Because there's been a lot of them been found. So I saw stories that were dated back to the 1800s where they talked about dogmen in here Michigan. In Texas. In Texas. Yes. Texas and Louisiana. As a matter of fact, I was watching a documentary. Well, it's a podcast that you can actually watch, and it has one of my favorite ghost hunters on there. But he was talking to a dude named Aaron Deese, and a girl named Nikki Folsom. And they do their work here from Texas. And so this guy went off and tried to find out what are some stories about it. And he found out that in the 1800s, there were sightings being... where does Valente V live? Like over in Bear Creek, right?
Bear Creek, Irving, yeah.
Okay. The Beast of Bear Creek.
In Irving?
I don't know if it's in Irving. I don't think so. I haven't... but there's five different cryptids in the Texas Hill Country. So this all takes place in the... No, it's not Irving. Takes place in the Texas Hill Country. And
they're all in the Hill Country?
Most of the stories are in the Hill Country.
Is there the Goat Man of Fort Worth?
They have a Goat Man of Fort Worth. And yes. There's a place we can actually go to the bridge.
The hell? Why haven't I ever heard of that before?
I've actually threw it out to where we need to go. We should have went tonight. There's a bridge. It's the Goat Man Bridge.
In Fort Worth
or Azle. Azle.
That's where my wife is born and raised.
So there's supposed to be something out there. And then there's also that there's a cemetery of kids that I wanted to go to that's supposed to be, used to be orphans, and they buried them all out. And it's in Fort Worth, I think, area.
Fuck.
Anyway, so back to this story. So he went in and he found some stories of the Beast of Bear Creek, werewolf. But it goes back to a specific time. So let me read what I found. It says, the term conjures images of howling, bloodthirsty monsters prowling the moors in search of human prey. Thoughts of silver bullets. That's a weird, that concept right there of a silver bullet. Silver can kill a werewolf, mm-hmm. Right?
It's also a great Stephen King movie, Silver Bullet.
But you know where he got that from?
Who, Stephen King?
Silver
bullets kill werewolves.
No, but you know where he got his inspiration for that story is a true story.
Oh.
Based on a true story in England, in Europe.
The preacher.
The preacher who turned into a union. Yeah.
I didn't know that was.
It's based off of a true story. It happened in the 1500s, I think in Germany, if I'm not mistaken. But I thought it was pretty cool because when I was reading on that part, it's called, there's a movie about it. Well, that movie, but there's also, it's called The Beast of Gevaudan. Gevaudan. It was between 1765 and 1767. An unknown creature killed over 100 people in the rural region of France. My bad.
Fucking French.
And that's where it like killed a bunch of people. And that's where he got inspired for the movie and the book.
Yeah.
Silver Bullet is because they actually went after these animals or this animal and somebody killed a wolf, an overgrown wolf.
Damn.
So it was bigger than the average bear.
like a dire wolf.
Oh, God.
Those things are massive.
Big prehistoric wolves. Have you ever seen a dire wolf, Pinky? Mm-mm.
They're like almost the size of horses, but they're wolves.
They're wolves. So wolves. And wolves are big as hell. I don't know if you've ever seen a real wolf. Yeah. Like, you can go on right now and see some stuff on Instagram. They show people with wolves.
Like a husky next to a wolf.
And they're bigger than the wolf that we see now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy.
That's terrifying. See, like, even not just necessarily a werewolf, but like a bear or a wolf just ripping you to shreds is one of my biggest fears.
I just don't have any fear. Like, I don't feel any fear towards that.
I just feel like it's real?
That's what
it is for you. So
I know it's not real, the werewolf, but for some reason, that's just been my go-to when I get creeped out. I'm like,
my fear, and it's not like even like a fear. Just every now and then when it does pop in my head is mostly paranormal stuff. That's my fear.
Yeah.
So
paranormal stuff, yes. So getting back to the dogman of Texas, I have heard a lot of things about this, and I'm like, okay, some people get it confused with skinwalkers,
yeah,
and some people get it confused with some type of Bigfoot ape or whatever. But there was this one story that happened in Lake Texoma.
Oh, fuck.
And it was...
Oh, yeah.
There was two brothers and one of their best friends.
Yeah.
Went with their family. They went camping. Well, they had a boat, so they went out one night and left the women and the kids back at the camp. They said, we're going to go fishing for the night and bring back the fish the next day. So they go fishing, take off, and they go... You've been to Lake Texoma,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So they go in through one of the creeks, turns into to a canal, a little creek, and they go to the back, and it's dark now. You know, it's getting dark. They had to turn their flashlights on. While they're there, they're trying to... the boat's not acting right. So they had to let it rest for a minute. I guess the motor may have got hot or something. And they get off, and they're in the forest there, and they start hearing things, like things scratching and things being thrown. And one of them looks over, and he sees something in the background, and he said he saw some eyes. And he's like, okay, that was kind of freaky, but we're in Texas. You can see anything, right? And
this is the Texas side of Texoma?
This is the Texas side of Texoma. So he's overlooking, and he's like, sees it again. Then his brother sees it with him, and they all just stop, and they see something crouch down. And they're like, oh, shit, we're about to be attacked by something. And it stood up, and it was taller than them. Mm-hmm. And there was not just one. There was two of them.
Fuck.
They ended up seeing another one from the right side behind another tree stand up as well. And they heard a bunch of growling and, like, I guess what you would picture a wolf or a wild dog to sound like, you know, and that they freaked
out.
But
it was bipedal. It was on two legs.
It was on two legs standing up.
Both of them were.
And they tried to turn on the boat, and they were having problems with the boat.
I remember that.
And I want to say one of them got a gun and, like, aimed it towards that way, but they just threw everything in the boat because it started getting closer. Both of them were, like, surrounding them. And, when they saw what they were, they could see, they could make out the fangs, the mouth. They heard the big growl from both of them, and they both stood up, and they were both taller than those three men.
Wow.
So their boat started up. They paddled out as far as they could, got it started, and took off.
That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, no, for
because
sure.
Because that's exactly why my mind goes to fucking werewolves. Like, being out in the woods, or even when I was a kid, like in scouts going camping. When you would have to, like...
Oh, yeah, you was a Boy Scout, too, so you out there scared shitless, huh? Yeah.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the time, you were with a bunch of people, but, like...
Would you think of it then?
Fuck when
you know that? Really?
My whole life.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
Me and my mom, to this day, she'll send me random text messages of werewolves, especially Silver Bullet.
Wow.
Or, like, pictures of the cast members. I mean, she loves werewolf movies, mm-hmm. and I love them, too, but I'm still scared of them, even, in my mid-40s. And I know that it's fucking not real, but it's still, for some reason, I think it scared me so bad when I was a kid, I just never, that's why my mind just goes there.
Mm-hmm. What if one day it just all comes to a point to where things we don't think are real actually start coming out?
That's probably when I would buy a gun.
I mean, I already own a gun.
I don't.
I want more.
Yeah.
I know Angela and I have been talking about, get her a gun too.
Oh, I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own one because of any choices or anything. I just haven't wanted to spend money on them.
Gotcha. I mean, there's good prices on guns, especially where I got mine from. There's great, good price, real good prices. I didn't spend over $300 for mine. Mine was under $300. It's like $250, $260.
Is that the little gun you used to carry when you were a prostitute?
Oh, you're stupid right now. That's when I was a pimp, pimping your ass.
Little Derringer.
Bitch better have my money. That's what I want.
Had one fish globe in my eye.
Bitch, better have my money.
Got my money. Come here, bitch. Come here.
That and that.
Come here, bitch.
here's some really great werewolf movies, right? Yeah. All right. So Silver Bullet is a kind of a feel good. It's got Gary Busey. It's got Corey Haim.
Got Gary Busey.
Corey Haim's in a wheelchair.
Have to watch it.
You're not gonna watch it.
What's it called?
No,
Silver Bullet.
You're not gonna watch shit.
I
you haven't watched
watch
anything we wanted you to watch.
Okay.
You know what? We need to just do this. We need to have, just record like six of these bitches or four of these, and then we'll take one day when we're supposed to record and just fucking put everything we want her to watch on, and she's going to sit there and watch it with us.
Oh, wow.
Put toothpicks in her eyes.
And we got to do it whenever Adrian is not here, because we don't want to fuck Adrian's mind up while we're watching this ghostly shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can do that.
Oh, my God.
He'll be at his mom's or something, like, eating. Your mom could cook too, right, Adrian?
Oh my God! Did I tell you that she made that badass menudo?
No, you didn't tell me this.
I don't like menudo, but
was it just the hominy or was it?
I ate the hominy and then the soup part. Oh my!
That, see, that's what I like. It. I like the hominy and the soup.
It
part.
Was a perfect. I don't a like perfect the amount of spice. Oh, it was so delicious.
You answer the same fucking way. I mean, why even go eat that? Why don't you just eat pozole?
Hey,
just eat
pozole. Mind your business.
Man, your step, Joe, your stepmom's. Your stepmom's menudo is the best pinky. I've had.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm going to turn into a werewolf and I'm going to kill her.
Oh, Lord.
Because I want her to suffer and bleed while I'm like tearing her up. Like, just tear her arm off.
See, that's
and
terrifying.
Look at her in her eyes. And then bite her bottom jaw off. And, you know what I'm talking?
I think she'd probably kick your ass.
As a werewolf?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Mm-hmm. As a mortal human being.
Mm-hmm. That's not a mortal human being sitting next to
excuse
me right
there. Excuse me.
Oh. Did you pass gas again? What are you excusing yourself?
I sure did.
That smells like you got a fever.
Smells like a fever. Smells like onion and cilantro.
Oh, my God. Yes, because I eat taco. I literally smell like an armpit today.
She said that every time.
She does not stink, bro. She don't stink.
I do. I hate when you go to these taquerias and then, like, you come out and you're, like, smelling like freaking onions.
I like that.
I like that, too. Yep. We like that shit.
Yep. Yeah, no.
So, let me get back to this beast thing. This
we ate werewolf tacos, by the way.
Werewolf tacos?
Made with
you
real werewolf.
You
should have
went to Wolf Burger, where I told y'all about.
Fuck that, like, vampire.
That fucking place.
Oh, that vampire right. Shit. Yeah,
that's creepy.
Right.
That's too red. So, like.
Too red.
It's too red for me. I looked it up. I'm like, that's too fucking red.
I mean, you got to give it a try.
Just like Victoria's Secret in the mall.
Mm.
It's the ones
not
that
enough
are all,
clothes. Not
ones,
enough clothes.
The ones that are all pink.
Wow.
I would go in there with my ex-wife, and it was so much pink in there, I'd get nauseous.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Are you shitting me right now?
No, for real.
You don't fuck with Pepto-Bismol, do you?
Yeah, if I have to, I will.
You just, I don't know about you, bro.
I take a Prilosec every day.
Mm. Also, back to the guys in Texas, in Lake Texoma.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're coming back, and back to shore, the night's turning into morning, sun's coming up, they're freaked out, and they all said they did not say one word on the way back. It was a quiet ride back on this boat. And you're going to hear my bones here. Hold up. All right.
God damn.
So it was a quiet ride back on the boat. And when they get there, one of the wives comes up, and the guy who's actually telling the whole story, the older brother's telling the story, but they're all three in this whole story as well. Like, they're talking to. His wife comes up. He doesn't say anything. He just breaks down and starts crying, and she freaks out. He's a big old dude. You know, big old, good old boy, country boy.
Yeah.
And he starts crying and hugs her.
Pussy.
He's a goddamn pussy. No chicken prospect for your ass.
You should have seen Adrian's face. Yeah. Like, what?
What the fuck was that?
Him and his faces.
So he told her what happened, and she totally believed him. Like, you know, the other guys got their shit and went to the camp.
Believed him,
like she believed the story that he wasn't making this up. Then why would he cry?
Yeah.
And why would they be all quiet? Like,
your spouse is gonna know
when you're telling the truth or not, or something's for real.
Oh yeah, something like that.
But yeah, so that I remember the story finished where he would come back in and he said years has passed. They don't go out there no more as a whole group.
Fuck no.
But he will go out there with two guns during a weekend sometimes and walk it during the day.
Hell no.
Because he said it's gotten to him so bad that he wants to see this again, and he wants to see it in daylight because it's in his mind all the time that he actually saw something that he says is a dog man. He's a dog man, werewolf, whatever it is, and he wants to get evidence to show that it's real. But I'm like, damn, bro, there was two of them out there out your ass. What the fuck you gonna do?
That's why I got me two goddamn guns.
Two guns.
One for each werewolf.
They don't know about my holster.
So, Azel, the goat man of Azel.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I actually read some stuff on it. Yeah.
I'd never heard of it until I started dating my wife. But, because she's born and raised in Azel.
Born and raised in
Azel High School. I always joke with her. I'm like, was that kindergarten through 12th in one classroom?
Well, it probably was like Little House on the Prairie.
She said it was a very small school. Yeah,
they but, all sat there.
supposedly in the woods over there off Jacksboro Highway.
Off Jacksboro,
there's some woods, and there is a fucking goat man that throws tires at people.
What the fuck? That's not a goat man. That's Sanford and Son, fool.
No, it's for real.
it's the big fact, one.
her mom or her sister, I can't remember, got her a painting of the Azel Goatman for her birthday one year.
Why?
A couple years ago. I have it. It's hanging up at my house, actually.
Why is it at your house?
Because my mother-in-law bought it for my wife.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Because everybody from that side of town knows about the Azel Goatman.
Yeah.
And it was from the 70s, 1970s.
Hmm. And probably went past further than that. Like, if you do some research and look up about the Goatman.
The Azel Goatman, yeah.
Here it is. Go ahead. You can keep talking. I'm looking at this one.
I mean, that's...
That's pretty much it.
Just an angry, scary goat man throwing tires at people.
Some bitch. Some
it's like
bitch.
A legend
yeah.
or something?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a legend.
That's crazy. I just opened this up and it's Nikki Stevens. Same person who was talking about the wolf man, the dog man from Texas.
Yeah.
Actually talking about the 18 most haunted place hot spots in DFW.
Oh, what are they?
Arlington, the Screaming Bridge at River Legacy Park.
So, never heard of it.
Legend goes that on one night, a car full of kids were driving, coming up on the bridge, and hit an oncoming car. Both cars caught on fire and crashed into the river, tragically killing everyone involved.
God damn.
The road and the bridge have since been closed and can now only be accessed by walking through the park, which most people try at night. But they say the dates and names of those who died can be seen glowing in the river late at night. How in the hell? People have also witnessed lights on the bridge as well as mystic fog and strange feelings. You can find an article about the car accident in the Arlington Daily News Texan from February 6, 1961. So there is a true event that happened. Go ahead.
It killed how many?
I didn't say.
I said a car full of kids driving up on a bridge and hit another car and didn't say how many people were in that one. Then you got one called Hell's Gate at River Legacy Park, which is the same fucking thing, place in Arlington.
Weird.
There's a trail at River Legacy that leads up to two old fence posts. It is said that the gate, which used to stand there, was the last thing captured soldiers saw before being hanged during the Civil War. Some say you can hear the sobs of those soldiers as you approach Hell's Gate.
Wait, they had Civil War parts in Arlington, Texas or Arlington, Virginia?
Arlington, Texas.
Weird.
This is all Texas, DFW.
Okay.
Others say a redheaded man in a uniform standing guard, like the Screaming Bridge, people feel quite uneasy while visiting this spot, and they also feel the sensation of someone watching them and hear weird sounds and voices. Once again, this phenomenon is said to be better when visiting Hell's Gate at night.
So... Basically, there's a ginger over there making people feel like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't trust them.
Don't trust them.
No, I'm just kidding.
Goddamn gingers. Six Flags Over Texas.
Is haunted?
Is haunted.
Because remember that dude had a heart attack on the cliffhanger?
It was a woman.
Is that the one that
got her
head
cut off? The one that fell off of the roller coaster? The Texas Giant?
Yeah, he's a giant no more.
Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't there a kid that got his head knocked off?
I don't know. But this story, Six Flags, has, have you heard of Annie? According to legend, Annie lives in the Texas section of the park. She is said to be the spirit of a little girl who died in or near Johnson Creek in the early 1900s. She is said to be a very friendly spirit that is mischievous as well as she is notorious. She has been seen by SFOT employees. Oh, Six Flags Over Texas employees.
Hello.
Ah, support. In the past, turning the lights on and off in her room, quote unquote her room, located in the Yellow House near the entrance to the Texas Giant. Some have also seen her in Runaway Mountain, although it's so dark their eyes could be playing tricks on them. If you believe in Annie, visit her during the spookiest time of the year for Six Flags Over Texas during Halloween Fest.
Come on. That's a problem.
They want you to come on and see it.
She's more active during Fright Fest. Ticket $69.95.
Mm. Yeah. Ticket $69.95.
Yeah.
Plus bargain.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, so it goes on. I know we're supposed to be talking about, we always ADD our shit.
Yeah.
Werewolves and shit.
But still, I mean, I want to keep rolling with this.
Oh, we'll go back to it for sure. Because I just wanted.
There was 18. That was just three. So you got 15 more to go.
I'm going
to
get there, Blanquito. Shit.
Blanquito.
Because I've lived here my whole life. I've never heard of.
Well, when I ran into this a couple of weeks ago, probably about a month ago. I was like, shit, this is cool. I think I even sent it to our page. You never read. And and
I did see that.
And Pinky did see it because we talked about it. We talked about this.
Okay.
And your ass, oh, I'll catch it later.
Hey, I'm a man on the go.
No, you're just a man sometimes.
Yeah,
sometimes. Wow.
I'm playing.
If there's a werewolf involved, you'll hear me scream.
I'm there.
So Dogman, actually, the first story I was trying to tell you about the ones that they found out Bear Creek.
Okay.
The werewolf of Bear Creek, you know? Okay, so I'm going to get back to that.
Bear Creek, Hill Country?
Hill Country, okay. Bear Creek. Yeah, so it was actually out of a town called, let me see here, Story of the Beast of Bear Creek. The city's still there, the old town of Clio. It's in Kimball County, Texas. Okay. So Bear Creek, and supposedly there's an Indian guy, a Native American shaman, among the last survivors of his tribe, had the ability to change from his normal human form into a large wolf. The old medicine man, it is said, would seek revenge on the white men who had decimated his tribe by transforming himself into a wolf persona and roaming the countryside at night, killing everything from livestock to unfortunate settlers caught outside after dark. So tales of the shapeshifter and skinwalkers permeate the folklore of many Native American tribes, but what makes this particular example unusual is that many of the white settlers of Kimball County, and particularly those near the old town of Clio, believe the story to be true. So much so that the image of the beast Bear Creek, as the monster became known, was immortalized in a solid rock. Somebody actually chiseled them out. The only thing standing from Clio, the city of Clio, is the general store, which now sits unused and abandoned. It's an old shack-looking thing.
Rusty-looking thing.
And then behind it, there's supposed to be another, or across the street from
church?
It, is the Bear Creek School.
Oh.
That's crazy.
That looks like Little House on the
That's
Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie School. Let me let Blanco see this.
Yeah, put
shit
up on the other screen.
Let me let you see this monkey. Hold him up. And I will pull this up. I guess I got to keep these pictures so I can put them on our...
That's the general store?
Yeah.
That little thing right there.
Looks like
that was a school, no?
That was a school. Okay. General store is actually that.
Oh, what a shithole.
Yeah, it's a pretty little shithole. So,
what do they sell? Tetanus?
Tetanus and corn.
Yeah.
You want tetanus or you hear some corn? What you want, kid? God damn. So, yeah, that's one of the stories that was told about Wolfman, Dogman. So, that's why I'm saying that. You got to think of it, too. So there's been a lot of native. We just barely started finding out about skinwalkers, like within the last 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Or they've been more known. We've been more educated on those through, Skinwalker Ranch.
Just paranormal shows.
I mean, that is one fucking freaky place to be, Skinwalker Ranch.
Does Robert Bigelow still own it?
No.
He sold it?
He sold that a long time ago to another man. I want to say he's a big corporate owner, but he's very fascinated by everything. So he hired
It's a fascinating place. It's so weird.
He's hired some top notch like people to go, because the government was going there
yes.
to do tests and find out, because they were finding some freaky shit.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't know if you watch it now, but I want to say it's Travel Channel, and maybe Travel Channel or Discovery Channel has something that's called Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah.
It's already like in the fourth season, I think.
Yeah.
If you catch it from the first to where it's at now and see all the shit and tests they do, that they catch shit on their cameras mm-hmm. all the time. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy. But there's also another ranch over there nobody really talks about. And they do the same shit there on that ranch.
But they don't catch. They like catch stuff moving around, but they don't actually see its form.
Oh, you're talking about Skinwalker?
Yeah. Well,
there's actually a video of what they captured. It's a person that you could see go behind a rock and comes back looking like a black leopard. Just comes out and you're like, what the fuck is that? And they blow it up and you see it and you're like, what the hell is that? Which is interesting, because when I was reading about the dogmen here in Texas, is that they can be mistaken for black leopards who have come up from Mexico. So they have captured leopards in Texas, especially like in the basin area over in Big Ben, all the way coming up to like, I want to say maybe Galveston.
Weird.
And they have shown that there's black cats that are either black leopards or black panthers.
Yeah.
But it's like, how the fuck would you even see one of those here in Texas? But it's because they're being pushed this way through Mexico when they cross over here.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy, man. I saw some pictures that I was watching. I was looking at. So people say the dog man could be this. And you're actually thinking it's because you're not used to seeing that. Who's used to seeing a fucking wolf like that?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Texas is starting to get more brown bears in it.
They are. Yeah. Yeah. When I was in West Virginia, I've only heard wolves on the internet or TV.
Yeah.
So when I camped out in West Virginia at my friend's mom and dad's house, they live in the hill country, in the hills, in the hollers. And I said, they said, you gonna sleep outside? I said, yeah, it's beautiful out here. It's nice. I want to see the moonlight and all this. Okay. If you need to come in, we'll leave the door open. Bro, I'm laying out there. I think Orly was with me too, Big O. And I'm laying there and I have a machete next to me just in case anything. And I hear these wolves. I've never, ever been like, what the fuck?
Did it put chills through you?
Dude, yes, because you hear them like going back and forth to each other. And a holler, if nobody knows what a holler is, it's basically a canyon through the hills. And if you holler from one point, it echoes all the way down to wherever else. If you're lower or higher, that's why they call it a holler. People who live downhill or uphill, you can still get communication. Like, hey, y'all, and hey, y'all, hey, y'all. I'm going back and forth. But if you hear a wolf, and it's a timber wolf, and I found out it was timber wolves the next day, I remember going and telling them, oh, man, I was freaked out. We had breakfast, and her dad, my friend's dad, was telling me, oh, yeah, we got timber wolves out here. They just let them out. They're trying to repopulate
them.
Yeah. So at that time when I was there, they had already started repopulating them. And I'm actually laying out there thinking, my dumb ass out here with some fucking timber wolves.
You wanted to be their dinner.
Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, you would have cried, bro. You would have went inside.
Yeah, I would not have slept outside.
If you would have heard, oh, dude, if you see this beautiful place, it's so gorgeous. Like, West Virginia is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful state. It really is. I mean, so this is the time that I went to go see the Mothman statue. Yeah, the Mothman, all that shit. So I went and visited all that stuff, which was really fucking cool. But the Timberwolves were like a trip to hear in my head. I'm like, what the fuck is
that? That would have given me chills. And I'm a dog lover, man. So, like, wolves, I just want to run up and squeeze and hug on them. But I know that they'll eat my throat.
That's how I feel about Gus Gus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get that.
You get. I'll tell you what. Let's take a sponsor break real quick, and we'll be right back. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoos. Located in Lake Worth, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo is ready to turn your ideas into reality. We have artists who specialize in portraits, color, black and gray, new school, traditional, fine line, and of course, any custom designs you can think of. With a full-time piercer on staff and welcoming vibe, we are here to help and make your experience amazing. Come on in and check us out. Fort Worth, 1426 North Main Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76164, 817-378-8933, or Lake Worth, 3938 Northwest Jim Wright Freeway, Lake Worth, Texas, 76135, 817-349-8885. You can look us up for more information online at LuckyHorseshoeTattoos.com, where we got you covered, or our tattoos will. And we are back.
We are back.
Jeez. If we can keep people from snoring, we'll be even better. And you go,
hello, man. I meant to tell you.
I meant to tell you a lot of things.
I tried to tell you.
That was, we were sponsored by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo this time. So that's who that was. Okay. So let's get back to this. And I know you wanted to get back. I wanted to talk more about the werewolves and dogmen, but okay, we got the gist of it. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and let's see what's going on in Texas. So the Arlington thing.
So we've done three of them.
We've done three. We did, what was the first one?
Were these ranked in like the...
No, it's not ranked in any...
Just 18 places that are haunted in DFW.
Yes. Arlington's where it starts with. I guess they do A, B's, and C's, so...
So we can agree that Six Flags is like a joke.
Is it though? More than likely it is, but at the same time, we don't work there, so we don't get to see shit.
True.
We FNA's played there a long time ago.
No, y'all were not the FNA's. Y'all were something else.
They made us change our name.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it wasn't a family-friendly name.
So you changed your name for that day?
For that show, and we only used it to sign in at the gate, and then we hung our FNA's banner behind us.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh. Ooh, it had to be you. Mm.
You just over here breaking shit.
Why is she like fucking with me?
Oh.
Dang.
Was that her or you?
That was her.
That was you.
That was you. It sure was you.
Fucking stupid.
Joe's over here throwing pedals.
Uh-uh.
Pedals.
If it was me, her hair would be blonde.
Oh. I mean,
is that your natural hair color?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It is.
That's what I'm saying.
You have light hair.
No. Oh, I know. No. I dye it.
You dye it?
Yeah. To kill it.
Do you have to bleach it first?
No. Okay. No bleaching.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be the best way to take color out, though. Bleach.
Yeah, but it fucks
strip
your hair
it
up.
Well, you got to strip it, in order, especially if you're a darker haired person.
Yeah. I just don't have enough hair to do that.
No, you don't. Don't even try.
I think I'm going to get frosted tips and some white oak leaves.
Ooh. Frosted tips, boy. Hell yeah.
Oh, he's got frosted tips over there.
I'll pimp you out, bro. Do it. Okay, so Arlington, we did the Screaming Bridge at River Legacy Park.
Keep going.
Hell's
Keep
Gate.
Keep it going.
At River Legacy Park again. I got a burp. Ooh. Six Flags Over Texas. Those are the three.
Six Flags.
Now we're going to Arlington's Lost Cemetery of Infants.
Damn, is this all Arlington?
Sounds like it, right?
It does, but listen. Arlington's Lost Cemetery.
Whoa.
The cemetery, cabrón. Cemetery.
No mami, cabrón, she back me. No mami, she gonna read it to you like this. Back in 1894.
So Arlington's Lost Cemetery of Infants. Back in 1894.
Shut up, cabrón.
Sorry.
Society was a different place where single mothers were, for the lack of a better term, social pariahs and shunned from the public. That's when Reverend James Tony Upchurch created the. Well, how do you
His name
say?
Was Reverend Upchurch.
Upchurch.
Come on.
Like Upchurch, baby. We're going to Upchurch. You know what I'm saying? Are you down to go to Upchurch? But I don't know how to say this. Barachaha?
I never learned to read.
How would you say this?
Barachach?
So it's B A R A C H A A.
Baracha?
A-H.
Baracha.
Like a borracho, cabrón, borracho. No, you stupid. For real?
It's baracha.
Okay. That's when Reverend James Tony Upchurch created the Baracha Industrial. I can't speak today.
There's a lot of ch.
There's a lot of ch going on there.
Reverend Upchurch and
Upchurch
the baracha.
Upchurch and the baracha. And let's do the cha-cha.
Put on your church shoes.
Your church shoes.
Church shoes.
Church shoes. Industrial Home, ADD. For the redemption and protection of Aryan girls?
Aryan or Errand?
Erring.
Erring.
Like?
E-R-R-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Oh, girls that fuck up.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah, I think
why
so.
Couldn't, why people always got to change some shit up? Why can't you say for fucked up girls?
How do you know a white person wrote that?
Oh, because I don't know no Mexican name Upchurch, fool, or a black name Upchurch.
Oh,
I know a black person who went to an Upchurch up on the hill. Nah, bro, I'm going to go up church right
but,
there.
But here in DFW, I think there's, and I could be wrong because I'm not a church-going fellow, but reverends are primarily like black preachers, right? Reverends?
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
Have you ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah.
We keep referencing
this. Okay, I mean.
Like the white man.
I
in
mean,
that,
in today's church
He was
lingo,
a reverend.
I've never heard of a reverend that, a white reverend.
There's a lot of them. Really are.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a reverence. Pastor. The pastor.
Pastor, yeah.
That means a lot. This is more racist. You're racist, bro.
No. It's not racist. I've just never known a white reverend.
I ain't know much black Catholic priests.
I don't know that I've met many black Catholics.
Except for the I told you about the house that I almost got, but they told I said, is anything happened here? And there was a...
Yeah.
A black Catholic guy from Africa hung himself.
Yes.
Yeah. It's all scary. It intertwines together.
That is scary.
Okay.
Okay.
So Reverend Upchurch had this place to protect girls who fucked up.
I'm sure he did.
We're going to say layman's terms right there. Well, I got me a little place. Bring them fucked up girls. Bring them
so what do you do? Well, I'm a reverend, but I also have this house of sluts.
House of sluts.
House of troublemakers.
So, okay.
It just sounds fun.
So here, the women were taught employable skills that could help them rejoin society. The institute turned into a self-sustaining village that eventually morphed into an orphanage by 1935.
Wait. So because these were single mothers, they had to learn... I don't know. They were just that frowned upon?
I mean, you got to think, back in the 30s, man, or yeah, even before the 30s.
It says there that they were hidden, basically. They were shunned from the public. In 1894,
that's crazy.
Yeah, you're shunned in public. Like, I mean, if you look at some of the stuff that we watch on paranormal, caught on film, or when I watch the kids, you know, the ones I like to watch, the Fear Factor yeah, or whatever they're called, they always go to these places, and they have a story behind each place they go to. And most of them were, like let's say, an insane asylum. They would put women in there who didn't have husbands and had kids.
That's fucked
up. And they would put them in there because they didn't want them in society.
Wow.
They would also put the kids, and when your mother died, if she died in there, which most likely she did, or she got raped or whatever, the kids were not taken care of. They were the experiment rats. They would put
fucked up.
You know, they would do like a shock therapy and all this, which they thought was good.
That's what they did to Rosalind Kennedy. Lobotomized her and all that shit.
That's fucked up.
They used to send like Down syndrome kids,
and that's JFK's sister.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Fucking nuts.
So this happened in 1935, where it turned into an orphanage. So it went from 1894 to 1935.
Okay.
The only thing that remains of the land Reverend Upchurch developed is a well-hidden graveyard right off of UT Arlington's campus.
Holy shit! So that's off of. Is that Cooper?
I don't know.
I think it's now Cooper.
It says the Lost Cemetery of Infants most likely marks the graves of stillbirths and complications.
Okay.
According to Two Snyder's research, activity reported here includes shadowy figures seen darting between the trees, the sensation of being watched, and the sounds of children's voices and small toys appearing and disappearing on graves.
Weird.
And it tells you where to look at the source. So the source for that came from page not found. Two Snyder. She's an author and speaker, so she did her research on this place.
Okay. That's creepy.
It says here, sign up here for cemetery news. Shit. Yeah, it actually takes you there. I'll have to put this on the webpage. And I don't think nobody ever goes to our page. That's fucked up. I'm pissed right now. That's a lie, because we got a couple people who've been hitting us up saying hi.
It's a good webpage. You did a really good job on it.
Thank you, sir.
It's popping.
Noser.
All right. That's what I was thinking.
It's popping, as the kids say.
It's popping. It's a whole popping thing right now, buddy.
No cap.
No cap.
No cap.
What does that mean? Does that mean like for real?
What?
No lie?
No lie, bro.
Yeah. Like I'm being serious.
Yeah, for real.
I only know that because it was told to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what that. Yeah, they got new words now, and they're dumb.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking dumb. Like suspicious, they call it sus.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
We'll get to that in a different.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah.
Episode.
What's
former Arlington Visitor Center?
No. For the city?
Yes.
Okay.
A large part of the area where we are located once was. Wait, it says we are located. Once was near an on location of the Arlington Downs horse track in the 1920s and 30s.
Oh,
damn,
wow.
There was one there. That's fucking a long time ago. Many people, myself included, are drawn to what goes bump in the night, especially around Halloween. However, when the bump happens in your place of work, the place you spend most of your time, it's time to call the Ghostbusters, a.k.a. NT, North Texas Paranormal. We need to get a hold of them.
Yeah. We should have them on the show.
We need to start doing some shit that we want to do. There were some things that could be explained, like tapping on the wall and loud bangs from the air conditioner, and sometimes hearing voices. Very prevalent. If there's
prevalent.
Is it prevalent?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. But you want to read?
Yeah.
I never learned to read. You look
back at the book. She coming out again, cabrón. Prevalent. Why you not say coke? Why you say soda? Why you not tell me Pepsi? You call it soda. Spry, cabrón, spry.
Very
spry.
Spry.
Very prevalent.
Prevalent.
Oh, is it prevalent?
Yeah.
Well, it depends if you're from here or from up north. Now, they say it up north, prevalent.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Tomato, potato.
I've heard Eminem say prevalent instead of prevalent.
Yeah.
Eminem says prevalent.
Or like Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
mansion with Wisconsin.
Oh, God damn it. Never mind. Anyways, so that's supposed to be scary there, too. Fort Worth. Let's get to Fort Worth.
Okay, finally.
Miss Molly's
We've
Hotel.
We've talked about that already.
Yeah.
We have, and we really want to go to it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Pinky ain't did no homework on it.
Excuse me?
Oh.
Yes, I did.
Oh, my gosh. She just spit on me. She
we
said did.
We talked about it. And we even said we were going to go. We never
Why
went.
Do I got to do all this all the time? How come you or Blanco can't do it?
Because then you won't get there.
How in the hell is that possibly, like, ever?
I don't know.
What
but
does that even
I
make sense?
I just said you won't get there.
Number 35, you give it here.
No.
Just, no. Well, for those who haven't heard that one, in the middle of the legendary stockyards, Miss Molly's Hotel was first an upscale boarding house for sick children, then a speakeasy called the Oasis until the 40s, when it became a place where wayward gentlemen could visit working girls, quote unquote.
Wait, were they the special ones? Yeah. What were they
That's
called?
Pretty sure they were.
What were they called?
You got to remember because you ask it all the time.
Yeah.
The courtesans.
Courtesans,
yes.
So those are the ones that...
High-priced bitches.
Those are the ones that...
High-priced hoe.
Do the...
They shave their leg. Not both, but just one.
That's how you know they're in a gang.
That's how you know.
It's now left leg or the right leg.
It's now... yeah, he threw me off. Damn it.
Sorry, we're talking about the fancy courtesans. The courtesans. Which are the prostitutes that do a little extra.
Oh, they do. They do the French thing.
They go above and beyond.
They go below and beyond.
Below and beyond.
Oh, wow. Now, cover your ears if you don't want to hear this.
Now, a bed and breakfast.
Yep.
Damn, man. They go even further. They cook for you afterwards. The place has been teeming with paranormal activity, including strange perfumes, unexplained shadows and lights, cold spots, missing items turning up in weird places, old coins on furniture, etc. I would love to get an old coin.
Yeah.
A ghost gave it to me? Fuck yeah. Guess how much it's worth? I'm getting it.
Where'd you get that?
It disappeared.
1901 Liberty Silver Dollar.
A ghost. A ghost gave it to me. Well, the ghost has made it disappear. It's no longer here, sir.
I mean, they don't need money, do they?
Fuck no.
Is there trading in the spirit realm?
We don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck.
We'll know one day, I guess.
I mean, will you?
I don't know.
Nah, who cares? Old coins and furniture. Ghosts that have been seen include a few female apparitions of supposed murdered prostitutes that don't even know they're dead. A woman who died of lung disease and a mysterious cowboy who shows up in the cowboy room. There's even a ghost child. Those are ones that freak me out. Believed to be one of the sick children once boarded here. The cool thing is travelers can stay here. Like you can actually go there.
Go to that room.
And that's what Pinky did do some homework, and she did send that off showing how you can stay there. Yeah.
There's a specific room that has the most activity.
Huh.
Yeah. And then there's the cowboy room that actually has a mysterious cowboy ghost that goes in there all the time. The Fort Worth Zoo. Do we need to talk about this one? Scary.
Two separate ghosts. Wait, what?
Yeah, there's an orangutan and there's a gorilla.
It's the ghost of Coco and Harambe.
Hey, she cussing them out right now in sign language. Don't even know.
Crazy. Oh,
you guys.
There are two separate ghosts here. One is believed to be a former elephant trainer. I was going to say elephant.
I know.
Elephant trainer that sadly met his tragic death in 1987 when he attempted to move a territorial bull to another pen. Since his death almost 30 years ago, which is actually further than that, many have seen the ghost of a man walking near the elephant and zebra areas of the zoo. Just as the elephant trainer used to do as he made his rounds, many others have also reported seeing the ghost of a woman dressed in clothing of late 1900s. 1900th century, I'm sorry. Parasol and all pacing slowly back and forth in front of the zoo's cafe.
See, that seems to me like it's more of
a residual
attraction. Yeah.
It's a residual thing.
No, I'm talking about from the business point of the.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but who's going to go out there and stand there all day to watch that shit? You ain't going to take your kids for that. That's
no.
I could see more of the Six Flags thing being
but not
the zoo.
For sure. Yeah.
Because you're going to be outside. You're going to be having to do that's stupid. And it's more nighttime, so.
Yeah.
The Stockyards Hotel, 1907. It was built in 1907. It says, rowdy outlaws, country legends, ghosts, and hauntings in its almost 100 years. So you've seen a lot of them. First off, the elevator is said to be haunted. Sometimes ascends and descends on its own. I mean, that's a given, right?
I mean, the a building's required to have an annual elevator inspection, so that should not be happening.
It shouldn't be happening, no. I guess. Okay.
So it's spooky.
Yeah.
Possibly by the spectator of a young girl that gets off on the second floor, takes three steps, and then disappears. Room 306, a sweet notorious outlaws. Oh, a sweet notorious outlaws, Bonnie and Clyde, once stayed, has a water faucet that likes to turn on and off on its own accord.
They just demolished his childhood home.
Did they?
Yeah.
That'd be one. And have you ever been to her grave? It's like downtown.
I've been to either one of their graves, but okay. I've been to where.
I know where it's at, but I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've seen Oak Cliff Glass where he used to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen the diner, or what was the diner.
Yeah.
Where she worked when they met. And they had one of their little hideouts was on 30 coming from Dallas to Fort Worth by the Trinity, where you drive over the Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little hideout over there, too.
I mean,
but yeah, I saw on the news the other day that they just tore down his childhood.
I want to say they're home. Close to Lemon Avenue areas where she's buried. There's a little cemetery back there by the trolley station.
I think you're right.
So I'll tell you what, we won't go through all these. I'll go through and read you. So the Stockyards Hotel in Fort Worth, Castles of Heron. I've never heard of Castles of Heron. Oh, Castles of Heron Bay, a.k.a. the Inverness.
I've never heard of that.
Oh, the Inverness. That's not Inverness. Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I said. Ivers, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck my reading. I never learned.
Please don't read anymore.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just you want a packet of crayons?
Wow, y'all assholes, both of y'all.
Is that Dallas, Fort Worth, or Arlington? Because none of these have been Dallas.
That was
yet.
Fort Worth.
Okay.
Fort Worth. I'm trying to get through it.
Grand Prairie.
Ooh. I'm skipping it. There's no more. I'm tired.
Yeah,
of y'all.
We said don't read.
But a month later, you don't tell me what to do. You tell me how to live my life, Pinky.
I know a super haunted place in Grand Prairie, and it's the old Vought aircraft, and it's gone. It's an old naval station during Vietnam. They produced A-7 aircraft out of there.
Is it Jefferson?
Yeah, it was on Jefferson. Yeah. I worked there for almost 5 years as a fireman.
I did a training there.
Did you? Yeah. At Vought?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it was, I guess.
What year do you remember?
Oh, no. It was one of those, like, trainings where you go and it's like a disaster type thing.
Okay.
So you're basically training to see like how you'd react in a disaster. Like, I don't know.
Like a mass casualty like exercise.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. That type of thing.
Yeah. So I worked there for 4 or 5 years. It's gone now. I think it's a distribution center for Amazon or Walmart or some big like that. But yeah, there's some buildings there that were condemned hangars. Lots, you know, over all the years, people had died.
That's what we did, yeah.
They had when I was still there, and they ended up tearing it down while I was there, but there was an old flight tower on the runway, and it was just empty, and you'd go up in there, it was a couple stories up, and you go up in there, and there was a flight suit from the Vietnam era just laid across a desk in there, and it was so old, you could touch it, and it would turn to dust. Like, right underneath your, it would leave a fingerprint of dust. It was crazy. But there was some spooky, spooky shit there. There was a building. It was building 76, and they did medical testing on the Vietnam pilots. And this building was abandoned. It was four stories high. And we had to go through and hit because fire also did security out there overnight. So we had to walk down this long hallway on the fourth floor to hit the security key. But this floor was like the med floor, so it was... It was one hallway on the south side of the building, and then the other was just curtains with beds, curtains and beds, and the curtains were falling apart. There was rats in there. That's the power crazy. Didn't work. There was no lights, so it was fucking terrifying. But walking down that hallway, my body would just stop. Like, I couldn't make myself move down that hallway. I was so fucking scared. Werewolves.
Mm.
Really?
Yep.
It said werewolves?
Yeah.
So, you know, Sherman's got like this antique store that's like super duper.
Number one antiques. You said the key word. Yep.
Sherman, Texas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I went in there, right? I had no idea this place was haunted. And so we went in there. I was with my boyfriend at the time and one of my girlfriends. We had gone to the wine tasting or some event that they had. It was a wine tasting event. And I went in the restroom. So he's like, okay, well, I'll wait for you outside. And I was like, okay. So I went in there. I'm doing my thing. And the water starts running.
what the fuck?
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck, right? So I got scared. I, you know, got up, whatever. I went to go wash my hands. It didn't work.
The water didn't work?
The water would not come out.
Weird.
So I'm freaking the fuck out, right? Yeah. So I walk out and I'm like, did you do something? Was that you? Because I also heard like noises. He's like, what are you talking about? I was around the corner. I was like, no, seriously. And he's like, no, what are you talking about? And I was like, and I explained to him what had happened. He's like, oh, you know, whatever. He did not believe in any of it. So we went up front. I told them. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, there's stories, you know, whatever. So that was the end, right? That was the end of that. We went to a bar across the street. I was like freaking out. Like I was still like kind of in shock, you know? So I went, I met my friend's cousins who were there, you know, drinking and stuff. And this guy who so happened to be a psychic and I didn't know at the time, he was like, everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, they weren't going to hurt you. Like everything. Like he just started like telling me all this
stuff.
He
honed in on everything that you.
Oh yeah. Like what I was feeling.
Yeah.
And he was basically just telling me, you're fine. Nothing's going to happen. It's, you know, whatever. So then he turned to my boyfriend at the time and he said, your friend said,
but as for you,
yeah, he said, you lost a friend. And he's basically telling you that you better not fuck up. And he was like, what's going on? He had lost his best friend in a car accident. And, he was basically telling him, don't fuck up. Like, I guess with me or something. I don't know. And we were just, again, he didn't believe in that. I believe in stuff like that. But I was so freaked out that night that he just kept reassuring me, like, you're fine. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. But just the fact that he knew without me even saying anything to him, I was blown away. Like, I didn't know
what
the hell to do.
That's creepy.
Yeah. Mediums.
So, of course, I don't think I would ever walk back in there. Yeah. I mean, maybe I would because I'm just, you know, I like that paranormal stuff. But the way that it happened to me that day, there's no way. Like, I would not go to the bathroom by myself.
Yeah.
That I would not do.
I would not walk back in that building at Von Aircraft by myself. No.
And they're like, they're old pipes. I'm like, bullshit.
Shit, pipe my ass.
Bullshit, because the fucking water didn't come out when I was trying to wash my hands. So, anyways.
Damn.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Real
I'm
quick.
I'm surprised I never mentioned that before.
I'm glad you saved it for now. With some, I thought you ran out of stories, sucker.
Really?
Hey, Grand Prairie only has one. Ripley's, Believe It or Not.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas has the Adolphus Hotel.
The Adolphus,
You probably scared the ghost out then, really? Okay.
I sure did.
One of the swankiest hotel destinations in Texas is also famed as one of the state's most haunted spots. Chiefly because of ongoing reports of an apparition who appears in a 1930s era white wedding gown. The spirit of a jilted bride who was supposed to have been married in one of the hotel's glamorous ballrooms, but ended up taking her own life at the hotel instead. Not all ghostly Adolphus residents have such a sad backstory. However, in fact, many are believed to be former guests who checked in again during the afterlife because they had so much such a good time at the hotel back in their days
that
among the living.
So crazy. You know why? Because the night that I stayed there, I was celebrating. One of my girlfriends was about to get married, so we all went there.
Weird.
It was four of us girls, but we didn't see anything.
Yeah.
But that's just crazy.
You was drunk, girl. You saw everything.
No, we didn't. We saw MC Hammer that night.
MC Hammer.
Well, I mean, it was a dress-up type of thing.
Here comes the hammer. The Combs Creek Trail. Oh, what the fuck is this?
That's
an
Oak Cliff. Yeah.
Besides being a great choice for a scenic walk, Pretty Combs Creek Trail in Oak Cliff's historical Kessler Park neighborhood is the purported home of a ghostly little girl, an unfortunate victim of a creek drowning who has been seen riding her bike at night before seeming to vanish. I wonder how long ago that happened. Sons of Herman's Hall.
Oh, yeah.
It's haunted.
It is haunted.
I'd like to go check that one out. Never play there.
My daughter has played there. I went on a date there with a professional swing dancer, and I don't fucking dance.
Mm.
So we went. She tried to teach me a few things. I was awful. I'm like, just go dance with those pros.
The Millamore Mansion at Dallas Heritage Village. Dallas Heritage Village, I haven't been there in forever.
Is that like Old East, not Old East, what's Old City Park?
Old City Park, yes. Yeah. Got all those old, like, first-time buildings, schools, and all that stuff.
Do you used to go there on field trips as a kid? Do you get the rock candy?
Yes.
That's one of my favorite favorite memories as a kid.
That's crazy.
The Millamore Mansion is a Civil War-era mansion. White Rock Lake. They talk about the White Rock Lake, the legend of the Lady of the Lake, blah, 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 blah. Granberry. Granberry has one. Mineral Wells, the Baker Hotel. It's a World War II era. Waxahachie has the Catfish Plantation.
That's the one I was telling you guys about, but it's closed now.
It's closed, yeah.
Is that the Catfish Farm? Yeah, we can go fish?
It's a
stock tank? Oh, it's a restaurant?
Mm-hmm. You got a flirty gentleman ghost. Anyways,
well, let's go.
I'm going to set this up so people can actually go through and read everything else on it since we are out of time over here. But, it's been long. It's been good.
If you know of more haunted places, hit us up.
Hit us up. Even if you want to say, you know what? I can't stand Pan Blanco's face. Just type that in.
I mean, that's understandable.
Shout out to Jenny and Pitufo. Jimmy.
Hi, Jenny.
And
congratulations.
Pitufo, her boyfriend, said you were her favorite. I was like, how rude.
Who's her favorite? Pan Blanco?
Yes.
I paid him.
You paid him?
Yep.
That's why people do. They pave shit off.
Yeah.
Well, live long and prosper.
Because you never know.
We're the Force Makes Me.
Bye.
Peace.
Disclaimer.
Some of these facts have not been checked. These are just our opinions. Please don't come to our show for actual news.
Cage Sasquatch Productions.